Susan, author liaison with the Troy Bookmakers. Today I have with me Pat Carley. She's going to talk a little bit about the recent book that we printed, My Grandmother's Necklace. It's got quite an interesting plot in it that mixes a little fact with a little fiction. What sort of got you wanting to write about this? What, you know, you get up one day and you're like, I am so curious.
Susan. I went to college for this. I went to the University of Binghamton. It was Harper College at the time. I'm an English major. I took writing and literature as my major. And I've written a lot of poetry over the years and that kind of thing, but I never was really drawn to writing a novel. And it really was, just like you said, I kind of woke up one day. It sort of came to me. I think my grandmother wanted me to tell the story that's in this book. I really felt her.
And what is the necklace? Tell me about the necklace. I see a necklace in front of me. Tell me about it.
This necklace, when my grandmother passed away 19 years ago, I was pregnant with my son Danny, and my mother said, don't come to the funeral. It'll be too much for you. So I never got there when they were dismantling the house until months later. And in the jewelry box that was left was my grandmother's engagement ring, which I have, and this necklace that looks like it's a diamond necklace, but since it was just sitting in the jewelry box and nobody else wanted it, I'm assuming that it was costume jewelry. Sure. I've had it all these years. And when my cousin, who's my age, is a professor, and she was going over a year ago to teach at the University of Cambridge for a year and taking the Queen Mary over. And so I said, per the end of the movie The Titanic, when the old lady throws the diamond necklace into the ocean. Right. So, why don't you take Grandma's necklace? And when you're over the Atlantic, where we think the Titanic went down, that kind of thing, why don't you throw it out? Oh, that's great. So she was all excited. So she's taking this with her. And she didn't communicate with me while she was on board ship. She couldn't email or anything until she got to England. And when she gets there, I get an email. She goes, guess what? I tried to throw it overboard, and this man came up and stopped me and said, you can't throw anything in the ocean.
Wow, that's fascinating.
So we're thinking, Grandma doesn't want us to do this, so good thing it didn't happen.
So someone came up to her and
said, you can't throw anything in the ocean here.
It was environmental.
I guess. I don't know what their reason was.
Or a strange man with a black cape. And said,
absolutely.
Wow.
So we're thinking, wow, okay. Maybe there's something more to this. Either it's got memories in it that Grandma didn't want us to get rid of it. Or maybe there are diamonds in here. So it just got the wheels turning in my head. There's a story here.
Sure.
And then I was thinking more about how we didn't really know much about her early life and why she came to America in the first place. I was never clear on that part of the story. And I literally sat down at the computer last November, and this just flowed out of me.
From the necklace.
From the necklace, and I wrote it in 3 weeks.
And you sort of, you reimagined your grandmother's life as a young girl.
Yeah, as a young girl, and what prompted her to be the one that they sent out of the family. She never saw her family again. She never went back. They never could afford to come here. She never saw anyone
So she
again.
Was separated out at what age she came?
14, 15 years old.
Okay. Yeah. And how many did she leave brothers and sisters
behind,
too? Yes,
I don't even know how many, to tell you the truth. Probably at least two sisters and one brother. And her parents are still alive at the time. And they, all the families, the extended family, all pooled their money together. And they picked up the most promising person. And she was it.
Wow.
She was a dressmaker already.
So she had 14. A trade.
She had a trade.
And so, like many, she had to send money back home.
Yes.
She was started working immediately. So she worked as a dressmaker?
She didn't do that. She was a maid all the time, as far as I know. But she would walk up and down Fifth Avenue in New York City when she was living there and look at the dresses in the windows and go home and make them. She could do the patterns by looking at them.
Wow, at 14, very talented
so
person.
Yes, so she had real...
It doesn't sound like she got to stay in New York long enough.
No, she didn't. As far as I know, she didn't stay there that long. I mean, my story about her ends when she steps foot on Ellis Island.
Okay.
So
it's kind of the build-up to how she got here and the decisions that were made. And was there turmoil? Was it dangerous in Hungary at that time? Had they decided that she needed to leave for reasons other than...
1912. Well, it was pre-World War I, so maybe things were ramping up in Europe that Americans weren't aware of.
Right.
It might have been getting a little dangerous.
And in thinking of other books, will they center around Hungary, or are you thinking of different projects?
Well, I have at least two sequels to this book swirling around in my mind. I have three characters in the book. My grandmother is herself, Mary Magdalene, actually was her name. I have Marie, who's sort of telling the story. She's kind of the narrator, who is my generation. It's myself and my sister and my cousin, a conglomerate of us.
Okay.
And then I have imagined a character, Mari, who lived in the time of Genghis Khan, and starts my female bloodline from that era. That's how our family starts. and she gets kidnapped by Genghis Khan's son. Actually, Genghis Khan was already dead. His son, Ogadai, had taken over. And they came as far as Budapest, and they slaughtered everybody in their path, and then turned around and went back to the steppes of Russia. Actually, they didn't get all the way back to China at that time. I'm working on a book about my son, John, right now, that's hopefully going to be coming out soon, I think in the next month, I'm hoping for. He's identified as disabled mentally and physically. He's a wonderful, wonderful artist. He doesn't speak. He never has, but he is a wonderful painter and calligrapher. Yes, that's how he communicates. So I was sort of inspired, I don't know, that too, kind of just woke up one day and let me do a book about him before time is gone and I don't have all the feelings to do that. So I will be put together his artwork and poetry that I've written about him over the years and put that together into a book. Very nice. And then I'll go back to the trilogy after that.
It sounds like you're at a very fertile time right now for creativity. So well, I'm glad that the Troy Bookmakers is part of it.
Oh, and, thank you so much.
We've had a lot of people really like this book. They come in and want to see it. And a lot of times when we have it on display, they pick it up and they like the feel of it and the size of it. So
nice
project. Good. Glad you worked with us on it. And I want to thank you for coming in today in this very, very warm room we're sitting in and telling me a little bit about what you love to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
And the book actually came out when? This spring?
Yes,
was it in April.
In April?
Okay, and you started out with 50 copies, and you've reprinted a couple of times already,
yes,
haven't you?
Several times, yes.
That's excellent. Very good. We like to hear that. So tell me a little bit about My Grandmother's Necklace. Give me some of the backstory here.
The story is about my Hungarian grandmother, which is my mother's mother, and I grew up, we all kind of grew up together out in Western New York. We had three farms right together, my parents, my uncle, and my grandparents. So we grew up with my grandmother's stories. She was a wonderful storyteller and told all the kids all the time about her experiences in Hungary. Not too much about that, mostly about coming over on the ship and landing in New York.
And she came through Ellis Island.
Yeah, she came through Ellis Island, and an aunt sponsored her that was already living here, but then shipped her off right away to Rochester to work for a rich family, be the caretaker for their daughter and also their maid. And then she also had other jobs in Buffalo where she met my grandfather. He had come in through Canada. They didn't know each other in Hungary, but they had grown up near each other but didn't know each other back then. So then they ended up settling in my hometown, which is Middleport. It's on the Erie Canal, a very small town.
Were they in a Hungarian community?
Or no.
When they came through, they were sort of just separated out and sent to places for work?
Yes,
but there wasn't,
mostly for work. But there was a Hungarian community in Buffalo, and I think that's why they settled there originally when they first got married, because there were other people they could talk with. My grandparents didn't speak English till my mother went to first grade. school. My mother taught them how to speak English.
Wow.
Yes.
Did she speak Hungarian still when you were young?
Yes, she did. Uh-huh. She did. And my grandmother was still in touch with her relatives, who ended up actually in Romania. That's a whole other little side story, too. I found them during the research of this book. I found relatives I didn't know existed, and they didn't know me. Through a little research about the novel, I was tracing back my grandmother's little bit of her genealogy, mm-hmm. and her actual family got cut off from Hungary into Romania after World War II.
Okay.
And that's where they still live. So they speak Romanian, a little bit of Hungarian, a little bit of English, and we connected through, I found my grandmother's address book after my mother died last year. And I wrote to all the addresses in there that were Hungarian or Romanian, and one answered me back.
Wow.
And it's a cousin that's my generation, and she was so excited to find me.
And she read enough English to understand.
Well, her daughter is a teenager and has a, now we email each other. It's just amazing to me.
Wow.
We didn't know each other a year ago, and now we email.
Wow, that's very interesting.
So that's been a nice thing out of that. Out of the stories, my grandmother told a lot of stories, but not a lot about when she was actually a young girl in Hungary. She didn't talk about that too much. I think a lot of immigrants were like that. Their life started when they came to America.
Sure. My grandfather came over from Italy and was very much the same way.
Yeah.
We didn't get one word of Italian. He said, I'm American now.
Yes.
And that's that.
Exactly.
You know, didn't talk about the village he came from or any family that stayed.
I know. That's, I think, more the norm
than not. And we felt like, you know, it wasn't really until we'd gotten much older that we realized everything that was missing.
Yes.
And they've already passed.
I know. No one to ask.